Woods for Devil?
Oh, yeah. Old Scratch, I've heard. Old Scratch. And the Evil One, I've heard. But usually that's been from very superstitious old people who won't say the name Devil. It's calling the Evil One. And a boogeyman, no, did not have any connection with the devil, to my mind. Mm-hmm. I thought of it as being some sort of a monster or a goblin type thing.
What about something people think I see around the graveyard?
A ghost. I've heard them called wraiths.
Wraith?
Mm-hmm. W-R-A-I-T-H. A wraith. Or you might say somebody's thin as a wraith. Rather than say you would see a wraith in the graveyard, you'd say, well, that girl's thin as a wraith. Hmm. Meaning that she is pale and she is sickly looking and she's mm-hmm. also extremely emaciated. And thin as a rail doesn't necessarily mean that thin. It doesn't have the connotation necessarily of sickness, but as a wraith does.
What about a house that people are scared to go in?
A haunted house. A spook house.
Do you ever hear of any of those around here?
No. We never had anything like that. If there was one, I never saw it.
Do you ever hear of people practicing voodoo or hoodoo?
No, I never had any connection with them. We knew the people in Louisiana frequently had mm-hmm. voodoo charms and things. And hocus, sometimes that was called. I assume from hocus pocus.
Do you ever hear of griefing?
Yes, and I don't know what it is, except that it's a magic something. And they used to sell it in bags to tourists in New Orleans. You could buy a little cloth sack of gree-gree. But I never bought one, so I never found out what it was.
You tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
cold.
Or it's
getting cool.
It's sort of between those two.
Coolish. I would say it's getting coolish.
Airish or chilly?
Never airish. Chilly, certainly.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Wouldn't have said airish. Might be. No, mainly chilly or cool. Coolish if it's not quite cold yet.
And you'd say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd
rather not.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time and you saw him, you might tell him, I wanted to see you.
Glad to see you. Yeah, it's wonderful to see you. It's great to see you. Good to see you.
Did you ever say proud?
No.
Proud to see you?
No. You'd say proud in other contexts, but never about to see somebody. happy to see you.
If you wanted to express agreement and you wanted to say something stronger or more enthusiastic than yes, what would you say?
Like, I sure agree with you. Like, if you said, do you agree, I'd say, I sure do. I really do. I certainly do.
Okay.
Absolutely. Positively.
And if someone intensely dislikes to go somewhere, you'd say he dreads it.
He hates to go. He dreaded it, did you say?
Or he what hates it? He
sure hates it. He really hates it. He
do you ever say
especially
he plum or purely?
Plum would be used slightly facetiously. Say, he's plum glad to see us.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't think I've heard it used with hating. Plum hates something. You might hear that. If I said it, it would be jokingly, because mm-hmm. it is more of a rural, and more of an old-fashioned than it is rural.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmother would very likely say, well, that's plum good, if she had something that was really good.
Do you say ma'am and sir to people?
To older people, yes.
How would you?
People my parents' age and up. I would almost never say it to anybody younger than my parents, and if they are now on a level with me where I would call them by their first names,